This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Ed Smith.
And good morning. Joining me on the phone is Karen Rondo, Director of Counseling Operations over at Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Rochester. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Ed.
Oh, I'm glad you are here. You know, we're coming off the holidays and everything, and oh my gosh, it has been busy, been, you know, with family and doing all sorts of fun stuff, but a lot of times at this type of this point in the year, people have racked up some debt. So we wanted to get you on the phone to talk more about that and some of the services that you guys offer that could help folks.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great. It's a perfect time of year. We offer free financial counseling to people in the Rochester area. We're a nonprofit organization, and we focus on the financial wellness of families by providing them with certified professionals and confidential counseling, educational services that allow our clients to meet their financial goals.
And so somebody's listening, Karen, and they're thinking, oh my gosh, my finances are a mess right now. What is the first step? Do they call you guys? Do they go to your website?
They could do either. If somebody is really interested in scheduling an appointment, they can certainly go on our website and look at the times that we have available throughout the day. Or they could give us a call and talk to one of our certified representatives so they can walk them through the process if they have any questions uncertain of what type of service they're really looking for or need assistance with. Either of those directions will be a great start to start the process of talking with one of our certified credit counselors about their situation.
And that is free once again?
It is free, yes. The counseling sessions are free, and they're generally about 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on the individual's situation, of course. But they're confidential. The counselors are wonderful. They talk through any situations the clients have, and they're very compassionate. They understand it's a very difficult step to take when you're faced with a situation that you don't know how to you don't know what your next steps are. You don't know what options are available to you or how you can get out from underneath the issue that you have.
And I think, too, Karen, it can be embarrassing at times, too. You know, I've got a good friend of mine that, you know, I feel for her and her family because the debt has just continued to build. You know, they've paid credit cards with credit cards and gone down that unfortunate road. And I think now there's almost like this big bubble of shame around it that, you know, they're afraid to even say anything about it.
That's a lot of the emotions that our clients that we encounter are facing. A lot of the times we have people who maybe they've lost their job or they had an unexpected medical issue happen in the household. Maybe there's a divorce, separation, or, you know, I don't think anyone anticipated what to happen back in 2020 when everything in the world pretty much just shut down.
Yeah.
And that impacted a lot of people in their jobs, whether it was retail or any restaurant in the industry, in the community, if you're getting overtime or additional jobs, that really came to a halt and no one really knew that was going to happen. So we're definitely understanding of situations that people go through and we're here to support them.
And we are talking with Karen Rondo from the Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Rochester, nonprofit right here in our community. They can provide assistance if you are dealing with debt and financial issues in your family. And I'm looking on your website, Karen. Can you tell me more? So what is a debt management plan? But what is that?
So a debt management program is where if somebody is struggling with maybe their credit cards and they may have high interest rates or they're getting those late fees or over limit charges, or maybe they're just at that point where they can't manage that monthly payment, we would have a counselor go through the individual's debts with them, their credit cards, to really see what options are available to them. In a debt management plan, we would go through the accounts that they have and the balances that they have and calculate a monthly payment for them for this program. The creditors work with our organization and they accept lower monthly payments. They reduce interest rates. They waive over limit or late fees for our clients that go through this program. Because the creditors, they do see our program as an alternative to bankruptcy. So they see it's in their best interest to work with Consumer Credit Counseling Service and in turn our clients so that our individual clients can work towards repaying the entire amount that they owe, just at a more manageable monthly payment. So we're not a debt settlement company. individuals and community members who go through our services will repay the entire amount that they owe and come out in a better place once they're done with the program.
And what a great service, because I've been fortunate. I've never been in that situation, but I can imagine that that's very stressful, having somebody like call and email you all the time, hounding you on a debt.
Oh, it's very stressful. And if you have a number of credit card companies calling you on a regular basis, that just adds to the stress. And if you know that you can't make the monthly payment that they're calling about, and if there's other issues in that you're facing, having the creditors calling you on a regular basis just adds to that stress, and it puts you in a place of uncertainty. And sometimes you freeze and you don't know what to do. So that's what the Consumer Credit Counseling Service and the counselors here are here to help you with, work through the different steps that to get on the other end of that.
And we are again talking with Karen from the Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Rochester. And so I'm thinking part of that plan is maybe coming up with a budget, right? Because people are probably spending too much money getting themselves into debt. So you got to come up with a budget and try and stick with that budget.
Yeah. So during the counseling session, the counselors will go through and create a budget. Sometimes a budget is maybe unfamiliar to a household. So creating a budget for the first time might be that reality. And walking through the different expenses that somebody pays out, from rent or mortgage to groceries or buying a coffee or eating out, the counselors go through a very detailed list of expenses to come up with what that household budget is. And then we'll go through the debt and credit cards. We'll pull your credit report to see what's going on a little bit more in detail with the household, so that the counselor can talk through some options to assist you.
And are you guys seeing an increase in folks coming to you because of inflation? Is that a factor right now?
Oh, it definitely is. Over the last few months, we have seen more individuals calling us ahead of time. Their interest rates on their credit cards are increasing, and that's impacting their monthly payment. And it's an immediate change. So as soon as that interest rate increases, that payment is also increasing. If you have multiple cards with that impact, that is definitely going to throw your budget off. And over this past year, from the different services that we offer at Consumer Credit Counseling, we've counseled a little over 5,500 people throughout the year, and we expect that to just increase come the new year.
Sure. Yeah, unfortunately, that is the thing, right? They're saying that the inflation thing is probably going to be in 2023 and 2024 too, so that expense not going to go down from what we're hearing in general terms.
Yes, definitely. And we're here to support them, and our counselors are ready to counsel and give any assistance and guidance that they can.
But you guys also offer a service where you can help people that want to buy a home?
We do. We have first-time home buyer education programs. We have different grants in the community that we have partnered with for the education piece to help new potential homeowners learn about that process. We want to make sure that when you're looking for a home that you're buying within your budget, having a really great understanding of what credit is and how that will impact your home buying process and the purchasing of that, and how your credit will impact the interest rate that you're getting when you purchase your home. So that's definitely one of the areas that we have when we're working with our community members here.
And can you help somebody, maybe somebody's listening and they've lost their job or had a reduction in pay or something, and they're worried about going into foreclosure with your house? Is that something you guys assist with too?
Yes, we do have what we call housing counseling, or rental counseling as well. You don't just have to own a home. So if you're struggling with your rent or mortgage, if you've already fallen behind or you foresee yourself falling behind, we have certified housing counselors who can, similar to the financial counseling, they'll go through and see what options are available to you. They may be able to reach out to your lender or your landlord to see what options are available if you want to stay in your home, and all the resources in the community as well. So Consumer Credit Counseling, it's a great start to just go through a financial counseling session, because we have other programs that somebody may benefit from and be able to use for the long term. We have a program called our Financial Empowerment center, where we get a number of people who just need a long-term coach, who need more, whether it's month-to-month or every 2 weeks. They're really focusing on budgeting. How do I build a better budget? If I have a goal of paying down debt or building my credit score up, or a long-term goal of buying a house, but they need that personal coach to help them along the way. We have the Financial Empowerment Center counselors to assist with that.
It's almost like, I'm thinking of the analogy, it's like when you're working out, right? Like this time of year, people have a health goal that they're going to work out more and be healthier. And sometimes you need that coach or that trainer to keep pushing you and keep you on track. Similar with you guys, if you're paying off and trying to snowball and get that debt paid down.
Exactly, exactly. They're great at being just that person to help you along, give you that extra push. And if you ever have questions, they're there to help you and give you resources just to help you continue on with that goal.
And are you finding a lot of people are in need of financial education? Because I'm thinking, you know, my wife and I have talked about this, that, you know, we went to school and everything, but we didn't always feel like the school system had like set us up to understand like, okay, how do I build credit, as you mentioned earlier? How do I get a mortgage? Like that stuff seems to be missing.
Yes, we do. So we have, in terms of community-facing education, we have online resources and workshops where you can sign up for different courses that we have. We have Building a Stronger Financial Future, Smart Home Ownership, Understanding Your Credit Report. And these we've shifted all online, so regardless of where you sit, you don't physically have to be in our office, but you can just log in from your computer or your tablet and attend these sessions that we offer on a monthly basis. And we have a variety of services or workshops that we offer throughout the year and throughout the month. And we're always refreshing them, so definitely check out our website for those different education programs that we continue to offer.
And I'm thinking, too, now, Karen, what if somebody has been a victim of identity theft? I think it's like, what, 9, 10 million Americans every year have their identity stolen. Is that something that you guys could help out with, too? Because, you know, God forbid, that's going to be a terrible situation.
Yeah, that's a very stressful, very time-consuming situation as well, where you may get a notification from your bank or from your credit card company where somebody may have stolen your credit card and what do you do next? So the counselors will walk somebody through how to go about putting a credit freeze on your credit reporting agencies. What steps do you need to take to make sure that your bank account is safe and that you're not being charged for purchases that you didn't make? And again, you want to get ahead of it, but unfortunately, no one plans to have your identity stolen. So it is something that you do typically react to mm-hmm. once it happens, but the counselors are here to give you the resources and the tools necessary to fight that. And again, it's free. You don't have to pay for a service like this. We're here to give the tools to our community members on how they can go about correcting if they're a victim of identity theft on their own.
And again, we are talking with Karen Rondo from the Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Rochester. And we've heard a lot in the news recently, Karen. I'm wondering how you guys are working on this issue about student loans and student debt and all that and possible forgiveness of some and then kind of holding off on that. Are you guys seeing an increase in students or maybe parents of students coming to you?
Not yet. Because the extension continues to be pushed down the road just a little bit, we'll get a few clients calling a little every now and again. Wanting to know what they should be prepared with once they do need to resume making payments, the qualifications for the different loan forgiveness programs. So we haven't seen really much of an uptick in that area, but we are prepared for when the student loan payments do resume.
Right, and you're referencing because a lot of them have been put on hold when the pandemic hit and everything, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I'm grateful I was able to finally pay mine off. That was a good feeling, let me tell you.
I bet. A lot of people face student loans. And it's a large monthly payment, too. So when those payments were placed on hold when COVID started, that was a big relief for people. And for the student loans to resume, that could be a really, really unexpected expense in your budget because you haven't been paying it for the past 2.5 years, possibly. So it is definitely something you want to start calculating or looking into to see how it's going to fit back into your budget.
Yeah, you're not kidding. There's definitely a big payment to, that, like you said, you want to budget and plan for that for sure. And Karen, you guys have any events coming up? I know you're doing a lot of workshops online through Zoom and virtual, right?
We do. We do have a lot of workshops online through the month of December, and we do have our January calendar out as well. We're adding them every week, so take a look at that. We don't have any specific programs planning in the coming year, other than the online events that we have, but we're always willing and open for whether it's employers or other community partners. We attend their community events if they would like anyone coming on site to get presentations and educate their staff or employees. We're here for that. We're here to educate the community on questions that somebody may have about their home buyer process, their credit, their budget, and what options are available to them.
Excellent. What a great opportunity, especially I'm thinking, you know, if, like you said, if you can go in and talk to some employees at a local business or at an event, because I think you guys are like a hidden gem here. A lot of people don't realize that you guys even exist or the resources that you're able to help them with.
Yeah, we've been in the community for over 50 years, and we've been assisting families in the Rochester area for many years. But I can understand sometimes we're the best kept secret.
Yeah.
And you may not know that there's something out there until you're faced with an issue or a situation. You need help from an organization such as ours.
And do you guys have fundraising events since you're a nonprofit?
We don't. We survive off of grants and donations. We have some great partners in our community who support the work that we do, and we're grateful for their ongoing support.
And again, we are talking with Karen from the Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Rochester. And if you're, you know, it's a new year and you're looking at your budget and it's not looking so hot, or you'd like to finally pay off some of that debt and get things back on the right track, contact them over there. Karen's got a staff of professionals that'll be very easy to talk to and help you get back on track with things financially. And best way for them to reach you guys again, Karen?
Yeah, our local number is 585-546-3440, or they can visit us online at cccsofrochester.org. And we provide counseling over the phone, in person, or by video.
Excellent. What a great resource. And check them out online. Thanks for your time this morning, Karen.
Thank you so much, Ed. I appreciate the invite.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ, DJRO Broadcasting.